Mr. Steingart's present. Mr. Gunther?
Present.
Mr. Gunther's present. Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Siegel?
Present.
Mr. Siegel's present. Mr. Perello?
Here. Yeah.
Mr. Perello's present. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present. And Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Smith is present, and I believe we have Jen, Debbie, myself, and Walter on the line.
Wow, yeah, full house.
We have Mark McLuhan.
Wow, full house today, is right.
And Mark so McLuhan.
Oh, yeah, don't forget. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ed.
Is that Ed?
That's me.
Hi, Ed.
They let me out of the waiting room. How about you?
They just let me out.
Yeah.
I hope you got a cup of coffee Howard, while you were waiting there.
Howard, it was a boat whether to let you out or not. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Okay, Ira, your show.
Okay, so first the order of business is approval of the December 14th regular meeting minutes.
I'll move it, Susie.
I'll second it, Carol.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Any against? Okay, next is schedule of payments. And this month we didn't have any adjustments, huh? So, motion to accept.
I'll move it. Howard.
Second.
Second.
That was Joey second?
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Okay. Any questions to staff on the activities for the month? Then Mark, you're up for discussion of the Food Hub status and operations.
Sure. I assume you've all read the letter that the letter was just sent around recently has been slightly modified from the one last month. Jen found a mistake in the mathematics of the expenses, brought them down to $6,100. We've also included an adopted budget that you can look at. And I've also included stories of producers, three producers that have been helped during the pandemic that we referred to but didn't have the actual stories. Any questions?
I don't have any. Any other from my peers?
I mean, I don't know how much detail you'd like me to go into. I'll go into as much or as little detail as you'd like. Because I know you discussed this at the last meeting.
But I know you've taken a much more active role, Mark. So is the board aware of that?
Oh, the board's aware of everything. You mean active role in terms of what? The day-to-day management?
Yes, you've done more, haven't you?
Yes. Well, we definitely realized we had some holes after Caitlin left, or otherwise known as Kat. And so we've firmed up a lot of the systems, made them a lot more bulletproof, set up a much more secure checks and balances system, and we've just basically taken control. I also want to make sure that if we lose this director, that the next director can be trained by one of us on the board and or just have documents that are on file so that anybody's replaceable at this point, including myself.
Well, I think that from my perspective, you've done a great job. The board seems to be really ebbing and flowing with the times and quite a positive for the community. So we appreciate that. The money, our seed money, which was substantial, is always nice to know that it was deployed in a manner that is representative of growth and the original intention. Because I think What was, how much did we originally seed this? Besides the building, how much money did we put to this?
$400 Jen, you probably know the exact number, but it was $440 is my memory.
Yeah, so $440,000 $500,000
That was the endowment from the funding corp, and then there was additional amount of around $200,000 for personnel.
Jen, you got to speak up.
I can't. I'm sorry, I can't. My speaker doesn't work. Yeah, more than $700,000 total from the funding corp, or $684,000 from the funding corp.
I think that was
$684,000 plus a building, right?
Plus a building, but okay, that, and so, that also, though, a lot of that money, though, was there years prior to the food hub actually being operational. So there was no other revenue.
No, so I'm saying, so that the positive part of that is that, you know, we have an ongoing operation. When you spend that kind of money, you know, you'd like to know that it did fail. So that's a plus.
It was definitely a lot of money to be spent. We've definitely, since we've taken over the corporation in the last, what, 2.5, 3 years, we're definitely very careful about every expenditure. I treat this as seriously or even more seriously than all my other businesses. And I know all the other board members do as well. You know, we want this to succeed. I see the value in this. I saw the value when Walter tapped me to come on the board to see, can we make this work? I saw the value of it immediately, which is why I've been investing so much time in this project. And I really do think that it is an incredible help to the community. I have to say, I got the letters, the people who were helped by it, the Bry's, Thunderview, Bethel Creamery. What's not in here, and the people that I've talked to, are really the smaller ones. You know, Bry's Eggs, it's a big operation. You know, they're running eggs out in tractor trailer loads. So I didn't actually have control over, well, I had control over, but I didn't actually gather these stories. These were gathered by somebody else. I would have actually gathered the stories of the small people, the people that are doing, you know, $100,000 worth of sales a year, because those are the ones that are the most touching for me. You know, those are people that may not have been able to have had food on their table during COVID. Without the sales of the food hub. And, you know, this is a very small thing. I mean, we're not looking at the food hub's never going to be some monstrosity. The food hub has been designed to be local, to take local products and get them out locally to the local people. And that's really the way that we'd like to keep it. We foresee keeping it that way. We don't want to make this into another Ginsburg or you know, some other big distribution thing like Baldor. That's not the goal here. The goal here is to keep it very small and very simple and to keep it extremely local. So it's never going to have big numbers, but we can see at the end of this year that it should be self-sustaining.
That's great.
So the letter that you sent in, Mark, contains two requests. One is to defer the time frame when the food hub would start paying rent to the IDA. If you don't mind, is it okay if we just kind of take them separately?
Absolutely.
So what's everybody's belief in terms of, I mean, I found your budget to be very helpful, which shows that without paying rent, your projected budget is functionally kind of a break even.
Correct.
For 2021, what's everybody's pleasure on the request to defer the rent payment for a year, which we could accomplish by a simple one paragraph amendment to the lease?
Makes all the sense in the world, I think. That's simple.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to defer the rent, Perillo.
I'll second it. This is Carol.
To make it happen. Especially during this time right now, so.
Absolutely.
So we have a first and a second. Any more discussion? Then I'll call the question. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Okay, that passes.
Thank you all.
Next item.
is there's a request for reimbursement of some expenses incurred for work done on the coolers and freezers. Would that be an accurate summary, Mark?
That would be accurate. And by the way, these are not changes we've made to the systems. These are basic fixes to the systems from new. From new, they were not really installed properly. We have indeed fixed all those issues because we have had fully functional systems, I think, since May. We have not had any breakdowns or issues other than the moisture continuing to build up, which is the first line there. And we've done other repairs and other changes to the coolers, but that's not reflected in here. The Food Hub is paying for those changes, like adding those plastic doors so that when we're loading in and out for hours at a time, the door's not wide open and moisture's getting in. That's not something we're looking to get reimbursed for.
I didn't see in the financial information you provided a balance sheet. Did I miss it, or is it just a P&L?
It's actually just a budget. I can get you a balance sheet. I can absolutely get that. The balance sheet is actually, though, what drove this budget. I mean, effectively, you're looking at a balance sheet in the budget, but rearranged to look like a budget. But I can get you whatever you'd like. You know, we've been maintaining an average balance above $50,000 in the checking account.
So let me ask you a question, just out of curiosity, because, you know, the Food Hub is something that's extremely important and valuable, and the obvious is that it's successful. So that's the obvious, and that's what we expect, and that, you know, it makes us feel good that all of those businesses are interconnected. I don't think the ask makes sense, to be very candid, because number one, it's not a serious ask. We're not in charge of warranties and maintenance when we funded this thing from the get-go. And if you fail, we have a problem that we may need to revisit what we're with the thought process against, you know, so $6,000 or $7,000 as an ask. With a much different thought process, I just get a little concerned that, A, it sets a precedent for us as maintaining an ongoing business in a particular way on a maintenance perspective, and, B, what happens if, for some weird reason, 4 months out, there's the need for a major ask? That's a problem. Well, we can't, you know, I almost kind of wonder if you guys have thought about, like, saving us for a problem that sits above $6,000 when you're sitting with a bunch of money. I just don't know.
My reply to you would be that we're leasing the equipment, and the equipment that we originally leased was effectively installed improperly. I mean, one of the major expenses here is the fact that the panels were never sealed correctly when they were put together. You can actually see where they were sealed and where they were not sealed on humid summer days. And I have pictures if you'd like to see them. So what I'm diving back to here is just due diligence. My due diligence for the Food Hub says that we are leasing equipment that was installed improperly. The saddle was never attached to the ground. So there's electrical wiring running under the saddle and the freezer. The saddle becomes loose. It you know, screws with the wiring, creates it, shorts it out, and then we have an issue with all the connections on either side of this saddle now. These are, you know, anything that we've done looking forward maintenance-wise, we're not going to saddle you with. That's not our intention here.
Who
the reality
that? Do they have any responsibility? In other words,
we've been through their contract, and the time delay in getting this up and running is such that the period of their responsibility expired before these problems came to the forefront.
Gotcha. Okay.
And, like, for example, the last two line items there, diagnosing the problem, there was 1,000, another 200. They literally had wiring in such a way inside the condensing unit that the vibration of the fans literally cut right through the housing of the wiring and shorted it out. And when you're dealing with that much wiring and those many control systems, it took that long to figure out what the hell was going on. So my reply to you is actually that this is your equipment that we leased. If this is my equipment that I bought, that'd be one thing. If it weren't a lease, if this were a purchase or sale and we were making payments on a mortgage, then I would agree with you. But I'm not agreeing with you because we are under a lease and it's actually your equipment and you own it. The other thing I would say,
I don't want to get terribly technical, but it says that, I mean, your request is a financial request. Let's not get involved in analyzing legal documents because the lease provides that you took it as is and that responsibility for repairs and maintenance is the food hub.
It's true. And quite frankly, I don't need to get into any kind of peeing matches with you guys and certainly never a legal discussion with you, Walter, because I know I'll lose that. I'm just looking at our base expenses and what we've done to fix these things. And, you know, the board spends an enormous amount of time to keep this project going at the bequest of the IDA. That's basically it.
I'm not saying no, yay or no, or being difficult. I mean, these are questions. Questions don't have to be confrontational. They could be informational.
This
is not a contest between you and I or a yay or nay. This is to try and just flesh out an understanding of what the thought process is. You know, I yell at my speakerphone, so my tone may not be representative of the love that I'm feeling right now. But nonetheless, it's more informational.
Listen, I totally get it. I mean, this is I'm not confrontational at all. I'm just making our point. And our point was just such that we got equipment that actually just wasn't quite installed properly. But listen, if you guys don't feel compelled, then, you know, I'm not going to hold it against you for the rest of your lives. You know, just know that we are here for you. We're here to make this work because I think what the IDA had was a great idea. And certainly all the help that we can get from you, we absolutely appreciate.
I think what Howard said, to translate a little bit, is he's not against this. It's just not the right time right now because there may be other funding requests down the road.
Okay. That's fine. I fully understand. We
actually are here for you. We just need to be here for you in the right situation. I don't know why I'm the only one that ever has a freaking problem with this stuff, though. Somebody else can speak.
Just that you're so eloquent.
We kept you in the waiting room so long, we felt that you wanted to speak anyhow.
But what's really good is that Walter always translates what you have to say, Howard.
Amen.
I know, which I appreciate very much.
I'm sorry, I lost that last sentence.
As you know, I'm the IDA board's representative on the Food Hub board, and I know that this budget took months to get, and we think we got it right. And we would be starting off. You see, it's approximately break even, and they ask for the approximately $7,000. Well, if it doesn't come to the Food Hub, then we're another $7,000 in the hole.
The revenue shown in this budget, Mark, I didn't find it.
No, it actually is not. It's not part of that budget. I never put anything in a budget that's assumed. I will only put it in if I know that
it
I can get
it. Side, isn't it?
No, it's not in the budget, Ed.
Ed, you're thinking of two budgets ago, and we did indeed have it in there. We pulled it. So I apologize if I missed telling you that one.
Well, we only heard from Howard, but I think the message that I was hearing from him, and I'll, and I don't disagree, is that we're here to help you, but I think that we're going to wait, you know, we want to wait on this item as, you know, we obviously passed the delay on the rent to see if there's going to be larger items so we know where we're at. So,
sure.
Anybody else want to chime in?
This is Carol. Are you saying you would hold this and perhaps reimburse these expenses in with another larger request, or that you want to deny this?
I'm saying that, well, from what
and I don't want to put words in Howard, is that we've been supportive of this project right along. We're not turning our back on it now, but the $7,000 is not going to make the project or not. Let's see where it goes, because there may be, you know, other asks that are more significant.
Or hopefully it'll be so successful they forget about the $7,000.
That's even better.
Yeah, that would be a good problem to have.
Yeah, I would tell you what, at the end of the year, if they're $7,000 short, I'll make a donation.
I appreciate that.
If that's all the we're short at the end of the year, then I'll make a donation. But I don't see. I think it's just too small and too odd and too much of a precedent for us. It's not about the dollars, because the dollars are insignificant. It's about the emotional thought behind it and how we're going to look and what represents us as an organization. That's all.
I would like to formally remove that request from my request, that portion of the request.
Okay.
Thank you for all your hard work.
It really is. You know, there's always a little good and bad, and I think with the pandemic and the way we've helped the local small farmers, I think it's something we should be very proud of. And I don't think you should take away from this our lack of support. It's just timing.
Absolutely.
This, to me, is the most positive discussion we've had about this ever. No, I mean that as a compliment.
No, thank you.
I agree. That is a compliment.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And I just had a question about the board's vote to defer the lease payments. Is it simply on the building lease or on all leases of the equipment and the building lease?
The request was the $29,000. What was the request, Mark? $29,600?
No, $34,576.44. So $34,576.44. Which, to directly answer the question, it would be all of the leases deferred.
Correct. Which could be done pretty easily with each lease by a simple one-paragraph amendment of each lease.
Okay.
The only minor issue that we may run into is that because this meeting is occurring in January, past our due date for our leases, we did pay the leases for January 2021. We did not wish to be in default.
Then we can defer them for 12 months, February through next January, if that's okay with the board.
That's fine.
I have no issues with
that. And that can always be shortened if that's what it's determined.
That's much simpler, Mark, than carrying money back.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I did it knowing that would be the simplest path forward.
Okay.
Thank you for your hard work and taking time out of your day to come and explain it to us.
Well, I definitely appreciate the support because I do feel it. I do know you guys are well in support of us. So thank you.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. You're welcome to stay on, but I don't know if you want to. So,
no, I'll leave you guys to your thing. You guys are very efficient. So thank you. I certainly appreciate your consideration and your judgment. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Sure, Mark.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. The next item is a resolution extending the sales tax abatement period for Casco Hospitality Holding LLC and Casco Hospitality Operating LLC from February 1st. Through July 31st. So first of all, are they up to date with everything, Julio?
I would like to note that I've received all the purchase reports. However, I'm still expecting a payment by check today of $1,052.
Okay, we can.
Julio and I were also discussing the fees and the reports received to date, and it's my understanding that the building is well underway, and the amount of fees we've received to date are lower than one might expect, and that's probably just because they're not paying, they haven't paid all the bills yet. But I just wanted to note that the level of fees that we've received is lower than what I might expect, given where they are in construction. And I wanted to pass that along.
Can we make our approval contingent on receipt of this check that's expected today?
Absolutely. Good idea, Carol. We can add to the resolution, last paragraph, that it is approved subject to payment of any outstanding sales tax abatement fees. So did somebody move this?
That's the first amendment.
Who's that?
Okay. That was Susie seconded it, and then we'll have a motion to accept the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Now on the resolution, all in favor of the resolution as amended? Aye.
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 Any again? Okay.
Can you please clarify who moved and seconded that?
Susie and Carol, yeah. I had.
Carol was first and Susie seconded.
Thank you.
Okay, the next resolution is amendment to 6420, resolution authorizing amendment to the amended and restated payment in lieu of taxes agreement relating to Montrain Operating Company, LLC. I want to do a disclosure that I've done business with them, so I'm going to recuse myself. Susie, will you take over from here?
Okay, so let's have a motion for the resolution, then we'll see if there's any discussion. Can I have a motion?
So moved, Paul. Second, Howard.
Okay, any discussion?
This resolution simply corrects resolution, I believe it was 6420, where the request came in last minute and we made a mistake, or I made a mistake that nobody caught, and I had the wrong two periods of waiver. These, because this project has employment goals also with the state of New York on the casino approval and grant to Sullivan County for the casino, unlike our other projects, which have an October 1 to September 30 employment year, the casino has a calendar year employment year, so this simply corrects that mistake that was in Resolution 6420.
Just a functional correction.
That's it.
Okay, all in favor of making corrections, say aye.
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 Okay, motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Next item is discussion and approval of amendment of the Agency Governance Committee policy, which they met last month and requested this change.
The change is eliminating the former first paragraph of the section where the heading is composition and selection, which is something that the board asked to be done. Now it's done in writing, so we just need a motion, second, and vote, not a resolution.
I'll make a motion, Howard.
I'll second it, Ed.
Any discussion? Just all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Okay, it passes. Next one is discussion and approval of 2020 to 2023 agency agreement with Partnership for Economic Development. Here again, we've made some changes to the contract. I assume everybody had a chance to read it over.
So any discussion on it? So can I have a motion to accept it?
So moved, Paul.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I'd like to recess the IDA meeting now.
One more first.
Okay, yes, let's see. Amendment to the Agency Management Services Agreement with the Sullivan County Funding Corp. Sorry about that.
This was simply to reduce the intercompany annual fee given the changes in the relative amount of capital available to Sullivan County Funding Corp and the IDA. And Jen, you you support this change, right?
Yes.
Any discussion from the board or any questions? Then I'll call the question. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Okay, so that approved.
Could we have a could we have a motion and a second on that just for procedure?
Oh. We did, I believe.
No. Nope.
I'm not sure who it was.
No, we didn't, I don't think.
I'll move with it, Paul.
I'll move it, Carol.
I'll second it, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Then at this point, I'd like to recess the IDA. And it'll be apparent why once we open up the funding court. So, motion to recess.
So moved, Susie.
Second. Is there a new number, new telephone number?
Nope.
No? Okay. Thank you.
You can just stay on.